Tibetan Buddhism is a religion with a rich culture that emerged from a wide range of practices, which include the complete scope of the Buddhist teachings from the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana levels. Different groups belonging to Tibetan Buddhism include the Nyingmapa, founded by Padmasambhava, Kagyupa, founded by Tilopa, Sakyapa, founded by Gongchak Gyalpo, and his son Gunga Nyingpo, and Gelugpa, founded by Tsong Kapa Lobsang Drakpa. The teachings of Tibetan Buddhism puts a focus on the awareness of death and the ephemeral nature of life, leading to diligence in meditation and spiritual practice. Mandalas, prayer flags, and Thangkhag paintings are visual imagery used as reminders for practitioners on the path. One of the renowned masters of this religion is Melarepa, magician, yogi, poet, hermit. Many names have been attributed to this most famous figure of Tibet's history. This Himalayan saint lived from 1052 to 1135, and his story of personal redemption has continued to be an inspiration to many generations. Through songs called dohas, Milarepa imparted divine teachings on spiritual devotion and wisdom. Today, we present to you an excerpt from the holy text of Tibetan Buddhism with the compilation entitled 60 Songs of Milarepa.
With songs 24, 36, 38, 39, 40, and 42.
Going to Bardabom's house for alms, Milarepa encountered an old woman with a handful of ashes. She rushed at him, shouting, "You miserable yogi beggars! I never see you in one place. I'll wager you wanted to sneak in to steal my daughter's and daughter-in-law's jewelry." Grumbling and trembling with rage, she was about to throw the ashes at Milarepa when he said, "Wait a minute, grandmother, please listen to me." He then sang,
"Above is the auspicious heaven, below are the three parts of misery. In between are those who are not free to choose their birth.
These three all converge on you. Grandmother, you are an angry woman, and dislike the Dharma, or true teaching. Question your own thoughts, and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teaching. You need a qualified and dependable guru. Think carefully, dear lady. When you were first sent here, did you dream that you would become an old nanny goat?
In the morning, you get up from bed. In the evening, you go to sleep. In between, you do the endless housework. You are engrossed in these three things. Grandmother, you are an unpaid maid. Question your own thoughts and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teachings. You need a qualified and dependable guru. And then things may be different for you."
The head of the family is the most important one. Income and earnings are the next most longed for things. Then sons and nephews are wanted most. By these three you are bound, grandmother. For yourself you have no share. Question your own thoughts and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teaching. You need a qualified and dependable guru. And then things may be different for you.
Attaining what you want even though you steal, getting what you desire even though you rob, fighting your foe without regard to death or wounds, to these three things you are subjected. Grandmother, you are burned up with fury when you come upon your foe. Question your own thoughts and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teaching. You need a qualified and dependable guru, and then things may be different for you.
Gossip about other women and their manners is what interests you. To the affairs of your own son and nephew, you pay attention. To talk of widows and relatives is your delight. These three things enchant you. Grandmother, are you so gentle when you gossip? Question your own thoughts and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teaching. You need a qualified and dependable guru, and then things may be different for you.
To lift you from a chair is like pulling out a peg. With feeble legs you waddle like a thieving goose. Earth and stone seem to shatter when you drop into a seat. Senile and clumsy is your body. Grandmother, you have no choice but to obey. Question your own thoughts and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teaching. What you require is a qualified and dependable guru, and from that you may find out how you have changed.
Your skin is creased with wrinkles. Your bones stand out sharply from your shrunken flesh. You are deaf, dumb, imbecile, eccentric, and tottering. You are thrice deformed. Grandmother, your face is wrapped in wrinkles. Question your own thoughts and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teaching. You need a qualified and dependable guru, and then things may be different for you.
Your food and drink are cold and foul. Your coat is heavy and in rags. Your bed so rough it tears the skin. These three are your constant companies. Grandmother, you are now a wretch. Question your own thoughts and your mind examine. You should practice the Buddha's teaching. What you need is a qualified and dependable guru, and then things may be different for you.
To attain higher birth and liberation is harder than to see a star in daytime. To fall into samsara's wretched path is easy and often happens. Now, with fear and grief at heart, you watch the time of death draw nigh. Grandmother, can you face death with confidence? Question your own mind and your thoughts examine. What you need is to practice the teaching of the Buddha. What you need is a qualified and dependable guru.
At Gungtang Castle, some men were building a house and Milrepa approached them for alms. Saying that they had no time and were busy while he appeared to be idle, they invited him to join in their house construction. But Milrepa declined to work upon worldly buildings, for he said his house was already constructed in his own way. The men asked him, "How do you build your house, and why do you spurn at our work so strongly?" Milrepa sung in reply,
"Faith is the firm foundation of my house. Diligence forms the high walls. Meditation makes the huge bricks. And wisdom is the great cornerstone. With these four things I build my castle, and it will last as long as the truth eternal. Your worldly houses are delusions, mere prisons for the demons. And so I would abandon and desert them."
People of Nayanon, hearing that Milrepa had decided to go, brought him good offerings and besought him to stay. However, Milrepa replied, "I am going to another place to await the coming of my death. If I do not die soon, there will always be a chance for us to meet again. In the meantime, you should all try to practice these things." And he sang to them the six paramitas and their applications.
Obeisance to my perfect guru. Property and possessions are like dew on the grass. Give them away without avarice. A human body that can practice Dharma or true teaching is most precious. To attain it again, you should keep the precepts well, as if protecting your own eyes.
Anger brings one to the lower realms, so never lose your temper, even though your life be forfeit. Inertia and slackness never bring accomplishment. Exert yourself, therefore, in devotion.
Rough distractions, Mahayana, can never be understood. Practice, therefore, concentration. Since Buddhahood cannot be won without, watch the nature of your mind within. Like fog is faith unstable. When it starts to fade, you should strengthen it more than ever.
Milarepa cautioned his disciple Rechungpa to live as he had lived, saying, "You also should renounce all 8 worldly desires or winds, and meditate hard while you still have the chance. Now hearken to my song. Remember how your guru lived, and bear in mind his honeyed words. He who wastes a chance for Dharma or true teaching will never have another."
Bear then in mind the Buddha's teaching, and practice it with perseverance. By clinging to things of this life, in the next one suffers more. If you crave for pleasures, your troubles but increase.
One is indeed most foolish to miss a chance for Dharma or true teaching. Practice hard in fear of death. Committing sins will draw you to the lower realms. By pretending and deceiving, you cheat and mislead yourself. Merits diminish with the growth of evil thoughts.
If you are concerned with future life, diligently practice your devotions. A yogi longing for good clothes will soon lose his mind. A yogi yearning for good food will soon do bad deeds. A yogi loving pleasant words will not gain but lose. Renounce worldly pursuits, Rechungpa. Devote yourself to meditation.
If you try to get a patron who is rich, you will meet a foe. He who likes to be surrounded by crowds will soon be disappointed. He who hoards much wealth and money soon is filled with vicious thoughts. Meditate, my son Rechungpa, and put your mind into the Dharma or true teaching.
Realization will be won at last by him who practices. He who cannot practice but only talks and brags is always telling lies. Alas, how hard it is to find the chance and time to practice long, Rechungpa. Try to meditate without diversions.
If you merge your mind with Dharma or true teaching, you will ever be happy and joyful. You will always find it better if oft you dwell in solitude. Son Rechungpa, may the precious illuminating void samadhi remain forever in your mind.
Rechungpa had a wish to visit central Tibet, or Wu, but Milarepa tried to dissuade him from going by saying that it was not yet the right time for him to leave his guru, but Rechungpa still kept pressing his request, whereupon the Jetson sang,
"It is good for you, the white lion on the mountain, to stay high and never go deep into the valley, lest your beautiful mane be sullied. To keep it in good order, you should remain on the high snow mountain. Rechungpa, hearken to my words today."
It is good for you, the great eagle, on high rocks to perch, and never fall into a pit, lest your mighty wings be damaged. To keep them in good order, you should remain in the high hills. Rechungpa, hearken to your guru's words.
It is good for you, the jungle tiger, to stay in the deep forest. If you rove about the plain, you will lose your dignity. To keep your splendor in perfection, in the forest you should remain. Rechungpa, hearken to your guru's words.
It is good for you, the golden-eyed fish, to swim in the central sea. If you swim too close to the shore, you will in a net be caught. You should remain in the deep waters. Ruchungpa, hearken to your guru's words.
It is good for you, Richang Dordra of Gangtang, for you to stay in hermitages. If you wander in different places, your experience and realization will dim. To protect and cultivate devotion, you should remain in the mountains. Richangpa, hearken to your guru's words.
Some patrons have made copious offerings to the young and handsome Ruchungpa before his departure for Wu, but had offered his old teacher, the Jetson, only third-rate provisions. Milarepa came to know of this, whereupon they felt guilt and deep regret. One day they came again and brought excessive offerings, saying, "Please sing for us to awaken our insight into the transiency of beings." Milarepa would not accept their offerings, but he sang this for them.
"Hearken, you mean patrons, for the sake of fame to do meritorious deeds, for this life's sake to seek the protection of Buddha, to give alms for the sake of returns and dividends, to serve and offer for the sake of vanity and pride, these four ways will never requite one.
For the sake of gluttony, to hold a sacramental feast, for the sake of egotism, to strive for sutra learning, for distraction and amusement, to indulge in foolish talk and song, for vain glory's sake, to give the initiations. These four ways will never bring one blessings.
If for love of preaching one expounds without the backing of scripture, if through self-conceit one accepts obeisance, if like a bungling, fumbling fool one teaches not knowing the disciple's capacity, if to gather money one behaves like a Dharma practicer, these four ways can never help the welfare of sentient beings.
To prefer diversions to solitude, to love pleasures and hate hardship, to crave for talk when urged to meditate, to wallow arrogantly in the world, these four ways will never bring one to liberation. It is the song of fourfold warning, dear patrons. Bear it in your minds.
We thank you for your presence today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your days be graced with love, blessings, and bliss from heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.